Police continue to investigate a pastor's murder in Dagestan. Haitians fight evictions from tent cities, and a water ministry marks 20 years of celebrating God's provision. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Authorities in Dagestan are trying to get to the bottom of the July 16th murder of 49-year-old Artur Suleymanov. He was the pastor of the largest church in the capital city with an active inner-city outreach. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says,
"There's a question whether this might have been committed possibly by Muslim extremists. There were some other questions whether it might have been because of the church's businesses that were involved. You have an awful lot of organized crime that tries to put pressure on private businesses of any sort."
Could this incident be a precursor to more?
"It's troubling in the sense that I think for the first time that I can think of in recent years, we've had an evangelical pastor within Russia murdered like that."
SGA sponsors a church planter in the region and partners with another pastor. Will their ministry suffer?
"The growing pressure on evangelical Christians in these regions, I think, is such that we're probably going to be seeing a lot more security consciousness in terms of ministry and supportive ministries."
Meanwhile, refugees in Haiti's tent cities are facing evictions as landowners grow impatient with the slow rate of rebuilding and want their land back. Paul Jenks of AMG International says if evicted, many will join the thousands who have already fled north.
"One of the things that we're looking at is how many will be uprooted out of Port-au-Prince and then relocated to the north, a place where there are more resources."
But resources are limited, and if they run out, people in the north may ask the displaced to leave, giving these refugees no place to go. AMG is helping through their clinic near Capation.
"The clinic serves not only as a place for first aid and medical treatment, but also as a resource center for spiritual and psychological help for these who have been traumatized."
People are finding refuge in a new home.
"When care is given, people do find a new place to stay."
You can visit our website to fund the clinic or sponsor a Haitian child impacting their community. You're listening to Mission Network News. Buckner International is on their way to transforming the country of Honduras. Buckner recently opened two community transformation centers in Honduras. The opening of the centers received national media attention, and even political figures have praised them. The centers will provide care for children, English classes, and social workers to help families make plans to rise up out of poverty. Pray that lives would be transformed for Christ, too. Next, in 1990, what started as a mission trip became a vision for a way to spend their lives giving a cup of cold water in Jesus' name. Today, Living Water International marks 20 years with the same passion. Paul Darzalek says the whole thing started in Kenya.
"God just broke their hearts, and they came home just thinking about people who didn't have clean water. It's what they saw all around them, and it was an eye-opening experience, and they soon learned that a billion people don't have clean water."
The ministry's had a humble beginning, but has grown to a 26-country ministry. Now looking ahead, Living Water is planning a summit to include the voices and ideas of anyone who's donated time or money to Living Water or has benefited from their work.
"Out of this is going to come a five-year plan where we're seeing ourselves double our growth and impact over the next 5 years."
Living Water brings clean water and the gospel to many people. Just go to our website to get involved. And it took months of volunteers helping to build and wire it, but the third HCJB Global radio station in Nepal is finally up and running. The new radio station will be able to reach 200,000 people in an area with few Christians and fewer churches. The radio partner hopes to plant a church soon, so as people hear about the love of Christ and the gospel through radio, they'll be able to meet a body of believers. Pray that the broadcast would draw many to the Lord. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ, but you may not know how. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, the first step in evangelism. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.